Blog Talk Radio.
For my soul,
just for my soul, I need.
And I'm tired of crying all night, just for my
soul.
Lord, I need Thee, oh, I need Thee to take away this pain and misery. 'Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need a help. Gave my body and my soul away. So now I come to You just to behold, heal my soul.
Of Jesus and all He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. This is Blog Talk Radio, July 22nd, 2023. Good morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and we are taking charge and living life to the fullness. I am your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor the host, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have an anointed, spirit-filled lesson on today. So let's get right to it. Announcements. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois 60643. And thank you to those who have sent in your donations. They are well appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in the continuing months of 2023. Come help us celebrate our leaders, Administrative Assistant Dr. and Lady Gibbs, in their 15th year anniversary on August the 4th and August the 6th. We would love to see your face in the place. 5526 South State Street, August the 4th, service starting at 7, and on the 6th, serving will start at 10:15 a.m. All are welcome. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, AZENGRACEMINISTRIES @gmail.com. And we are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. We have an exciting lesson. So please tune in to connect to this lesson live. http://tobtara.com/s/122-4974-9. Our lesson explained. So today we have a word to set the captives free. Listen carefully, and after you listen, have this word in your heart and apply it. And don't be fearful to tell your brothers and your sisters and your neighbors that Jesus saves. God is saying we are breaking out and rebuilding the destitute places. It is a new normal. We're not praying to God as we did before coronavirus, but we are praising God with a new emphasis, with every breath that we have, because we recognize and we understand that it is only God, in God, that we have our movement and our being, that we live. This word will illuminate your heart, and it will lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey in the word that will give you greater peace, greater hope, and a closer walk to Jesus as we set pace for victory. We are fighting a good fight of faith and using our spiritual weapons. The theme for this month of July is Birth with Benefits. The lesson for this fourth Saturday in July is, are you falling asleep? Our text is coming from Acts 20th chapter, the 9th through the 12th verse, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And in the window sat a certain young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome by sleep, and as Paul continued speaking, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. 10. But Paul went down, fell on him, and embracing him said, do not trouble yourselves, for his life is in him. 11. Now when he had come up, had broken bread and eaten, and talked a long while, even till daybreak, he departed. 12. And they brought the young man in alive, and they were not a little comforted. Some definitions for you today. Falling: to descend freely by force or gravity, to enter as if unawares, stumble, stray, to lose office, suffer, ruin, example, decline in quality, to pass suddenly and passively into a state of body or mind or a new state or condition. Example, to fall asleep or to fall in love. When you say asleep is an objective. Objective is a word that describes or clarifies a noun. Objective describes noun by giving some information about one object, size, shape, age, color, origin, or material. A state of sleep, sleeping, if you will, lacking any feelings, being in a state of sleep, dead, lacking sensations, numb, inactive, dormant, not alert, indifferent, sluggishness. Our introduction. We need to hear a word from the Lord, a word that will heal those that are participating in criminal activities. We need to cry loud and spare not our voices to Zion. Looking at the news every day, there is violence in the streets. Police killing African Americans. Police are being killed. We have the violence in our streets. There is not a day that passes where the news does not report of someone getting shot or killed. Our babies are being killed by senseless shooting, by finding guns in their homes or going to the classrooms where the guns should not be and being killed there. Just this week, a five-year-old was killed brutally by her grandfather. We need a word. A word that will save, a word that will deliver, and a word that will set those that are bound by Satan's devices free. However, I want to put on record that the church has a voice, and it's on our knees. 2 Chronicles 7:14 in New King James Version, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Have we become numb to the violence? Have we stopped praying? The Bible states in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, and so forth. We have presidential candidates that are encouraging violence. Crime and violence have become the norm. We are not teaching our children. We have put away the books for computers, and everyone is out for themselves. Sleep. So the question I would like for you to ponder today, have you fallen asleep? Have the heat put you in a state of insensitivity to your environment or lack of feelings? In the text, this was Paul's third missions journey, Acts 18, 23, 21, and then 17. He was covering a lot of ground, and the people were hungry for the word of God. This was Paul's farewell sermon. He would depart on the next day. When he was gone, they might have the same gospel preached, but not as he preached it, and therefore they must make the best use of him that they could while they had him. It was a very long sermon. He continued his speech until midnight, for he had a great deal to say and knew not whether he would ever have an opportunity to preach to them. After they had received the Lord's Supper, Paul preached to them. It is possible that Paul had preached to them in the morning. However, the meeting continued till midnight. There were candles set up to make many lights, and that's Acts 20 and 8. However, today is a different time, and we get tired if the preacher goes over 30 minutes. The Exodus was about 8 to 14 years old, a young man in the congregation that fell asleep during the sermon. He was killed by a fall out of the window, but raised to life again. His name signifies one that had good fortune. Spell it, because I may not be pronouncing it right. E-U-T-Y-C-H-U-S. Been fortunate. And he answered his name. 2 points about him falling asleep. That he slept, nay, he fell into a deep sleep while Paul was preaching, which was a sign he did not duly attend to the things that Paul spoke of, though they were weighty things. The fell asleep material was just too heavy. The particular notice taken of his sleeping make us willingly to hope none of the rest slept, though it was sleeping time and after supper, but this youth fell asleep fast. He was carried away with it. So the word is he was overpowered by it and at last sunk down with sleep. The calamity was which he was seized herein. He fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. Some think that the hand of Satan was in it by the divine permission, and that he designed it for a disturbance to this assembly and a reproach to Paul on it. Others think that God designed it for a warning to all people to take heed of sleeping when they are hearing the word preached. And certainly we are to make good use of it. We must look upon it as an evil thing, as a bad sign of how our low esteem of the word of God and a great hindrance to our profiting by it. We must be afraid of it. We must do whatever we can to prevent ourselves from being sleepy, not composing ourselves to sleep, but to get our hearts affected with the word that we hear to such a degree as to drive sleep far enough from us. Here are 3 steps of a wake plan. The first step, let us watch and pray that we don't enter into temptation. Let the punishment of Yetches strive all upon us and show us how jealous God is in the matters of his worship. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. See how severely God visits as iniquity that seemed little but in a youth, and then say, who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? Hear the lamentation of Jeremiah 9, 20 and 21. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her neighbor a lamentation. For death has come through our windows, has entered our palaces to kill off the children, no longer to be outside, and the young men no longer on the streets. It's time to wake up and fight. It's time to engage in the art of war. No longer can we stand on the sidelines while our children and young men are being killed. The church is heaven's official agency. on this earth for carrying out the foreign policies of its heavenly government through prayer and other methodologies and strategies. We are here for the purpose of keeping the earth realm free from the aggressive advancement of the kingdom of darkness. Prayer keeps us connected to the headquarters, that's God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 in New King James Version says, pray without ceasing. Prayer put God to work, Isaiah 45:11. Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hands. You command me. Psalms 2:8. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the end of the earth for your possessions. Prayer also puts angelic hosts to work according to Genesis 18:1-19, and then 29. Warring on behalf, protecting us from the unseen and ministering to us in our hours of need. The second step, we are the ambassadors of Christ and the church, the headquarters, 2 Corinthians 5:20, the New King James Version. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God was pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. We reconcile to God. Ephesians 6:20. For which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Isaiah 18:2. Which sends ambassadors by sea, even in vessels of reed on the water, saying, go swiftly, messengers, to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people terrible from their beginning onward, a nation powerful and treading down, whose land the river divides. The church is a place of refuge, a place of spiritual asylum and sanctuary. We got to let this world know that we have the power, not Satan. We have victory. People, the world, have brought the Creator, the God that created the heavens and the earth down to their level. But we know that God is supreme. There's none like him. He is Jehovah. He is Elohim. He is God, and there's none like him. The unsaved want to compare our God, the Father, with the small gods of idolatry. We stand on the principles of God to overtake the world. We, the spirit-filled believers, are Satan's archenemy and have the power to subdue him. Genesis 1:28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Remember, prayer keeps us connected to the headquarters, to God. Psalms 2:8. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the end of the earth for your possession. Third step, I call connection and armory. We have a connection with God that makes us more powerful than anything that the enemy may do towards the move of God. The word in Ephesians 6:10-18 says to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You can't do it if you're asleep. However, today we are waking up. God is familiar with us from the inside out. Psalms 139, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. He knows exactly what we need to be strong warriors. Hebrews 4:15-16, and I'm still in the New King James Version. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. This is a must in order for you to stay awake. So wake up. We are to place upon us the armor of the light of the Lord. Romans 13:12, Ephesians 6:13-17, truth to cover my loins. Psalms 51:6, the breastplate of righteousness to cover my head and chest cavity. Psalms 5:12, 2 Corinthians 6:7, the gospel of peace to cover my feet. Isaiah 52:7, the shield of faith to cover my body. extensively and offensively. Hebrews 10, 38, 11, 1, and 6, the helmet of salvation to cover my head. Isaiah 59, 17, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Ephesians 6 and 17, Revelations 1, 16, the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 13 and 14, a robe of righteousness. Isaiah 61 and 10, the glory of God is my reward. Isaiah 58 and 8, we decree that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. 1 Samuel 17, 45, Romans 13 and 2, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6, Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. 1 Samuel 17, 45 says, David replied to the Philistines, you come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's army, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. Romans 13 and 12, the night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on shiny armor of right living. Ephesians 6, 13 through 18 is the New Living Translation. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. You will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit always on every occasion. Stay alert and persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. I pull down strongholds and cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that lifts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. My thoughts are now subject to the Lordship of Christ. Isaiah 14, 13 through 14, Ezekiel 28 and 2, and 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Isaiah 14, 13 and 14 says, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Ezekiel 28 and 2. Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus say the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up and you say, I am God. I sit in the seat of God. In the midst of the seas, you are a man and not a god, though you set your heart as the heart of a god. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. In conclusion, wake up. The hour is far spent. The boy was healed. This was an interruption to Paul preaching, but it proved an occasion of that which was a great confirmation to his preaching and helped to set its home and make it effectual. Paul fell on the dead body and embraced it, thereby expressing a great compassion to and an affectionate concern for this young man. After Paul left, the family was not disheartened, but they was comforted. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we ask you for anything, just allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. And on this morning, Lord God, we say thank you. Lord God, thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for Dr. Carey and this word on this morning, Lord God. We ask you to look on her, Lord God. Continue to bless her in all of her endeavors, Lord God. And then, Lord God, look on the listeners one by one, name by name, God. Hallelujah. Touch, Lord God. Touch and deliver. Somebody need a touch, God. Somebody is falling asleep, God. Help us to wake up, God. Hallelujah. Give us the strength to do the things that need to be done, God. Hallelujah. Lord God, then look on my leaders, God. Administrative Assistant Dr. Byron and Lady Gibbs, Lord God. Look on our Assistant Pastor, Elder and Evangelist Johnson, Lord God. Lord God, look on the Mother's Board this morning, Lord God. Look on Mother Norman, Mother Maxine, Lord God. Look on Mother Garnett and Mother McCall, God. Mother Gibbs, Mother Carpenter, and Mother Luckett and Mother Moore, God. Hallelujah. You know what they need. Strengthen their bodies, Lord God. Look on Sister Christine, God, in Texas, God. And then go over to Indiana, God, and look on Sister Pat, God. Hallelujah. Look on Mother Lee and Mother Florida this morning, Lord God. Touch their bodies, God. Hallelujah. Look on Mother Carrie this morning, God, and look on Dad Carrie, God. Hallelujah. Look on the deacons today, God. Deacon Grafton. Oh, God, touch him, God. Strengthen his body, God. Deacon Fondren and Deacon Luckett, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Look on the deacons everywhere, God. Deacon Carpenter, Lord God. And then, Lord God, look on Dad Ellis, Lord God. Look on Dad Rogers today, Lord God. Touch him, God. Touch his mind and his body, God. Hallelujah. Let him feel the love of the Lord on today, God. Oh, God, we just thank you on today, Lord God. Lord God, look on the ushers today, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for the doorkeepers, God. We thank you for you have kept us, Lord God. You are our keeper, God. You are our healer, God. You are our deliverer, God. Oh, God, we thank you on today, God. Oh, God, get your glory, God. Come on in, Lord God, and give us what to do and how to do on today, Lord God, to keep our bodies strong, Lord God, so that we can do your will, God. And then bless us to get up tomorrow, Lord God, to go and fellowship with one another, Lord God. Help us not to forget to assemble ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We come to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio on this morning, where your host is the Dr. Maria Carey, and today was your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. Tune in on next week. I'll be back. Keep Mother Carey and Dr. Carey in your prayers, and tune in next week, and just go and have a marvelous day on purpose.